Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. It's a festival of tech house beats and bass this evening. Compliments of Toronto's Vax. I will get to that shortly, but I can't wait to start things off with this week's track of the week. For this one, we'll head over to Holland, the home of Elke Klein, for this recent production, Midnight Affair. This makes use of a Mary J. Blige classic. Here is Samaha's slow edit of that track. Excellent track of the week there, Elke Klein's track, Midnight Affair, and that's Samaha's slow edit. On to the feature for this evening's show. I was fortunate to connect with a DJ and producer from Toronto called Vax. He's all about tech house, and he's a rare breed for a Canadian producer to make music of this genre. Full track listing and a collection of Vax web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. And away we go! This is DJ Wah speaking to Toronto-based DJ and producer Vax. He's been producing and DJing over the past decade. He's a regular of the Toronto club scene with frequent appearances at Coda and One Loft. internationally. He's played in Serbia and other destinations around the globe. His tracks have featured on Tool Room, Glasgow Underground, Rouge, and his own Wasted Music imprint. I first heard about him on Roger Sanchez's Release Yourself podcast, so he is definitely being recognized and someone to watch for. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Bax. So to begin with, how do you define your sound?
I'd say my sound has become more driving and percussive than it was before. I've been focusing on bassline elements and the main groove to begin with, and less so on melodic elements.
Okay.
I like to also use a lot of like accent percussive hits and fills, that sort of thing.
When you were younger, did you have any musical training that helped you out as you got into producing as an adult?
For musical education or training, I didn't really have anything aside from what was necessary of us in middle school or high school. I played alto saxophone and clarinet for those times, but nothing like dedicated education in terms of music.
Is there anything about life and growing up in Ontario that inspired you to produce the type of music that you do?
That's difficult to say, really. The underground electronic music scene in Toronto is relatively small and niche when compared to a lot of the other places worldwide, like compared to the UK or Europe. I also started at a time when electronic music landscape in Toronto, it looked quite different. Originally, I was into more mainstream sounds like Ministry of Sound and like those kind of larger outlets. So I listen to a lot of like Funk Agenda, John Dahlbach, Helmut, Ben Halden. But after listening to some sets, I heard more raw sounding music. And from there, like for example, FOMO or Jack Beats. And then I sort of dived into more underground sounds.
Thank
and it's funny because actually through this type of music, I actually, that's how I found out about MC Flipside and Hatiris, who I didn't even know were from Toronto.
So are there any underground clubs there? That's what I'm curious about. What is the club scene like in the city?
You know, there's a couple like main big clubs in Toronto, and then some smaller venues that host more intimate parties for smaller promoters, not as big touring DJs. I mean, just compared to a lot of the cities elsewhere, it's relatively small. But Coda is a really big club there. Vertigo is quite popular for the after hours scene.
And what was the experience like for you trying to get your foot in the door and establish your name in the city as a DJ and a producer?
In terms of trying to build a reputation here, I can just say really to focus on the music, because there's, you know, developing your own sound and putting in the work day in and day out, and then, you know, it's just, everything is going to fall into place after that. You have to have like a lot of patience, because things go slow even though you want them to go fast. And, you know, everything should be based on merit, and with that patience, like I said, everything starts falling into place. For me personally, most of my influences have been from Europe or based in Europe, so I just kind of focus on sharing my music through those outlets and was less concerned more so about how it had an impact on the local area.
So how did you first get into producing?
I was originally a DJ, and I just thought, you know, maybe having your own music would make it easier to be heard, because there's so many DJs out there. You have to stand apart, have your own sound, that sort of thing.
And when you started out, was there an aspect of production that you found challenging, or did it come to you quite easily?
It's a really long process, and it's like, it's stratified, so there's a lot of layers. Figure out first what kind of sound you want to make, and then the arrangements. For me, it was like a very long process just to figure out what I wanted to do. And then after that, it's just honing the skills on making it sound as good as possible. Like for me, I'd say focus on mix downs and stuff like that. That makes 80% of the track for me. You can have a great idea, but it just doesn't hit the right way if it doesn't sound clean and professional.
When you are producing, which DAW do you produce with?
I use FL Studio, but I think that once you know one kind of in and out, they're all pretty much the same thing. It's just the shortcuts and the interface that are different. It's the same principles, though.
So within FL Studio, do you use their VSTs, or do you also have a lot of external ones that you incorporate?
When I initially started, I used the stock plugins, but now I use pretty much exclusively third-party plugins. And like I said, with the ones that I, you know, pay attention to the most are the ones that I use for mixdown, so like for sound processing. Stuff like the Waves plugins, Fab Filter is great, Soothe 2, those kind of EQs and compression type of things for mixing and mastering.
When you sit down to make a track, is it something that's already sitting in your head, or do you just kind of play around and see where the day takes you?
I don't really start with fully formed ideas. I kind of just start a groove, like percussive groove. Then I try adding layers, trying to make like a bass line, and I just kind of take it one step at a time and let it evolve on its own without a finished idea in my head.
Okay. And then do you program your percussion with an external drum machine or anything like that, or any other external gear?
I do have like a drum pad and a keyboard, but I use my mouse mostly. I don't know what I can do for you.
Can you tell me about a time when you realized this was not just a hobby anymore and was now morphing into becoming an actual career for you?
Well, to be honest, I still just see it as a hobby. I work full-time and I just produce sort of as a passion project. I started not thinking it would even go this far and I just kind of kept on pushing it and here we are.
With COVID altering the live performance aspect of the past year, have you had to come up with alternative ways to share your mixins and music with clubbers?
I see that most people during COVID have been using live streaming and Bandcamp as routes of sharing music. But, you know, I was doing live streaming for some event that I was associated with before, and that was before COVID. And I kind of opted not to do live streaming or Bandcamp during COVID. I just kind of focused on, you know, being creative and making a whole list of unsigned music that I can, you know, unleash on everybody okay. When the time comes. No matter what you put me through, I'd do anything for you.
Yeah. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening to a Vax interview and track retrospective here on Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm DJ Wah. On to part two of the Vax interview. First track here is Soiree. Enjoy.
Okay, when you're DJing, what's the performance setup that you use? Do you use Traktor or any other that kind of stuff, or are you on CDJs?
Just CDJs, USBs, yeah.
Okay, and why do you like that?
I don't know, I can't imagine walking around with a laptop, having to set up and then jumble with cables, getting in each other's way. It's easier to hand off to somebody you're opening for, somebody that played before you, like handing off to you. It's just simplicity.
And then when you are playing a live set, do you play full track back to back, or do you play snippets of tracks and other like percussive elements throughout there as well, or stems, that kind of thing?
So like layered loops, like vocals and stuff?
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Like that.
I just play the tracks, and my style is like more of a patient kind, so I don't play like a minute of a song and then start mixing another one in. I usually let a few minutes of the track play out and then prep the next one.
Everybody that be feeling the vibe, get down with me. Don't stray far from this. Do it right with the prime in it. Everybody that be feeling the vibe, get down with my friends, friends and I. Don't move, baby, rhyme with this. Let's show you what that concoction is. Everybody, we're feeling the vibe, get down with my friends, friends and I. Damn, rhyme with this. Get down with my friends and I.
So over your career, are there any countries or clubs that you've played at that you've absolutely loved to play at or are excited to play at again if COVID dies out here?
Well, I haven't really played many places, but if presented the opportunity, I'd love to go to Europe or South America. I feel that my style really resonates with the essence of their underground scenes, so that would be fun.
Which do you feel more passionate about, DJing or producing, and why? And which do you find more challenging?
So it's been sort of a shifting dynamic. I mentioned earlier that I originally started more on the live performance side of things, like just DJing, and less on the producing. And then I find that over time I've become more production oriented. And that might be because I think it's more challenging. So they're both challenging in their own rights. I just think that production is... For me, it's a little bit more gratifying in the long run. So I've kind of been sticking with that.
Tell me two or three tracks that you're most proud of producing.
Well, I've been really happy with the music that I've been making this year. Obviously, last year I had a really big release that helped me get quite a bit of exposure. I had a track with this artist in Amsterdam called Second, and it was called Shake Funk. We got a lot of support. We got like consistent plays from Mark Rocarola, which was really exciting. It was mind-blowing for me. It's a bad boy.
Can you name two or three labels that you're happy to have been released on and why?
So for the labels that I've released on, I was very happy about my EP on Low Res, which is Max Chapman's sub-label for Resonance. I've been a long-time subscriber for Max Chapman and for Resonance. Been a big fan, been trying to get on them for a long time. So this is their sister label. I was very excited to release with them. I was also very happy releasing with LaPera because I think it's very influential in my subgenre, as well as Sewer Music, which is a great label. There's also this US label called Revival NYC, which started up this last year, but they have some killer releases and really think they're ones to keep an eye out for.
Okay, and can you also name one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire in terms of their, you just mentioned Max Chapman, but are there other people whom you really admire and why?
Lately, two of my bigger influences have been Iglesias and Proudly People. I love the direction that they're pushing music in, especially for tech house. So I get a lot of inspiration from them. It's very percussive and quirky. And I find their respective sounds unique in their own right.
And then what is your vision for the future of yourself production-wise and in DJing?
Just kind of letting the sound evolve.
Is there anything you want to promote right now, or can you promote anything right now?
I have a release that's actually out this Friday with Voicebox with Yovan Vucetic and MC Flipside from Toronto, and it's on Revival NYC. And then I also have a single on Manchester's Marylebone Records, which is called No Matter. And I'm excited about both of those.
We'll be right back.
Okay, this has been Vax. A collection of Vax tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, and Juno Download, and a full list of Vax web links can also be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
Trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Vax for agreeing to interview and for sharing a quiver full of tech house goodness. Head on over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page for a full list of tracks from tonight's show, along with a collection of Vax web links to learn more about the man behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, you can do so a few ways. Go to citr.ca and visit the Techno Progressivo show page. Additionally, you can go to Apple Podcasts to check out tonight's episode, along with older interviews and mixes. Up next is going to be Transcendence with Smiley Mike, a two-hour voyage into the world of trance and definitely worth your time. Join me back here in 2 weeks for a new episode of the show, but before we go, let's set the controls in the time machine all the way back to 2006. Paulo Mojo puts his arpeggiator and synth through a workout on this beauty. It's 1983. Enjoy this!